This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A flash flood in northern Colorado swept away a camping trailer, killing a woman and a child Sunday. The area received nearly an inch of rain in a matter of minutes. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says the camping trailer was washed away in the upper to middle section of Buckhorn Canyon, west of Fort Collins. The judge presiding over the indictment of police officers and paramedics in the death of Elijah McClain has thrown out all motions to dismiss the case. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The three former police officers and two paramedics criminally charged in the death of McClain had asked an Adams County judge that their cases be dismissed. Their felony manslaughter charges were filed after a grand jury indictment. The judge ruled on Monday that there was enough probable cause to proceed with all five defendants and has scheduled an arraignment for next month. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Part of the telescope that produced groundbreaking images of space this month was made in Colorado. Ball Aerospace built its optical system. Jennifer Hoffman is an astrology professor at the University of Denver. She calls the Webb telescope's technology ingenious, and the pictures of the Carina Nebula are her favorite.
It's really stunning. This is important because this nebula is a region where stars are being formed for the first time. And in previous images of this nebula, we were not able to see any stars through all of that dust. So you can see all the orange and brown stuff in this picture is cosmic dust.
Hoffman says this helps scientists learn more about how stars form and how planets form around those stars. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.